For NSPR News, I'm Andrew Baumgartner. Chico State has been closed since the campfire started, with classes set to resume Monday, November 26th. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon sat down with Chico State President Gail Hutchinson earlier today to check in on the university. The first question Sarah asked President Hutchinson was about the university's current state of recovery.
So the university closed beginning on November 8 and 9, and that's when the campfire was just raging and at its height. Smoke quality was really terrible, and we had a lot of employees impacted, like the entire county. And with that, we felt it was important to cancel operations. So suspending classes until November 26th really is only missing 5.5 instructional days, because the week of Thanksgiving, faculty and students always get that entire week at Thanksgiving. Staff, however, work during the Thanksgiving break. And typically, we have a lot of staff who will go on their Thanksgiving break and vacation. So by closing the campus, the impact to our daily operations was minimal, because we were fairly minimal during the Thanksgiving break anyway. The week before, however, the essential staff really just were checking with air quality in buildings, making sure that sidewalks were clear, keeping the boiler chiller up so that we could keep circulating air to keep the amount of smoke that was entering buildings to a minimum. So we've sustained quite well, and I'm very confident with the change in weather we've had and also the containment of the campfire at about 70% at this point that we'll be ready to open for classes come Monday, November 26th.
Do you know how many Chico State students were directly impacted by the fire?
I don't have accurate numbers, but I do have an estimate that approximately 56 to 60 have lost their homes. I do know that 255 faculty staff have confirmed loss of homes.
Wow. And what is being done at the university for displaced students and faculty?
So we're in the process of reaching out to students. We've managed to place some of students we know who were displaced into our housing, university housing, and we're reaching out to others, again, identifying who they are, whether they're with their families or not, and what their needs are going to be when they come back to school. With the 255 displaced faculty and staff, we had our first resource care day yesterday. We call it Wildcats Rise Resource Center in the BMU auditorium, and it went from 9 till 5. We had our all kinds of human resource staff in the room, along with therapy dogs and counselors, and provided an opportunity for people to come and engage with colleagues and hug friends and actually ask questions about what leaves and benefits are available to them as they make their way through the process toward recovery.
And will that center be open? Was that just yesterday, or will it continue to be open?
Great question. So the center will be open all day again on November 26th, beginning at 8:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock. And I would encourage everyone to come. There's an opportunity for folks who were not impacted to donate catastrophic leave, which I've done. And then there's also opportunity to have refreshments and connect with people who were impacted, maybe talk to a counselor, maybe pet a dog or a cat, and certainly engage with HR staff around, again, benefits and leave options that are available. And it's a chance to really reconnect with the Wildcat family.
Can you talk about Wildcats Rise a little bit more? I've seen that around.
I sure can. We launched Wildcats Rise as soon as we knew that there were concern about our students, our faculty, our staff who'd been impacted by the campfire. I believe as of today we have raised over $260,000. We've had over 280 folks apply for aid to the best of our ability, and we have a campus committee that's comprised of a number of folks from around campus who've gotten together and reviewed those applications. And I believe as of today we have actually given money to 240 people.
What about Thanksgiving Together? I believe Chico State will be involved with that effort as well.
My understanding is that there will be 4 servings, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m., both in BMU Auditorium and Sutter Hall, which is part of the residence hall. I believe by the end of the day, we hope to have served over 5,000 individuals impacted by the fire. And this is really put on by the World Central Kitchen. So this is a group, a global group, who's coming in and actually using our kitchens. In addition, they're using the kitchens over at Sierra Nevada to cook up this wonderful Thanksgiving meal and encourage families impacted by the fire to come onto campus and sit down and engage in a meal with their loved ones and with others who are actually survivors of the fire as well.
And then I want to turn to long-term recovery and recovery for the wider area. In a speech that you gave, it was not even 48 hours after the fire happened, you stated that Chico State and the North State are strong, caring, resilient communities. We grow even stronger as we help families, friends, neighbors, and one another rebuild in months and years to come. What should people expect to see from Chico State in the coming years? What's the university's plan to help support the community?
So we'll continue to help support the community in ways that we have been. So we've been offering large auditoria for community meetings, and we'll continue to do that to the best of our ability. We also provided shelter for Red Cross volunteers. We provided shelter for the Cal State Critical Response Unit. We also provided showers for firefighters and first responders in shift change. And we continue to have our food pantry open for basic needs for students. I have a team right now looking at what classroom space we might provide to the Butte County Office of Education, as I know they have thousands of students who have been displaced. And we will try and work hard to do our part to make sure that we can provide some space. And that said, I do have 17,600 students who are attending school and wishing to make progress on their degree. And they are the workforce of California, as they are with all Cal State graduates. And we will continue our academic mission and make sure that they're able to finish their classes and graduate in a timely manner.
And then is there anything else that you wanted to say to students, faculty, staff, or the community?
You know, times like this are incredibly difficult. They really are. And I want to first and foremost thank all of the first responders, the firefighters, law enforcement, our first responders in terms of medical, but also the countless individuals who helped each other as they escaped from the fire. The stories of just remarkable Herculean effort to get off the ridge and get off the ridge safely and take care of one another, from teachers helping to evacuate children to nurses pulling patients to neighbors helping neighbors and friends helping friends, just really come down the hill in a way that I know has been traumatic, but also in a way that has been remarkable and a real show of the humanity and the resiliency and the compassion of humankind. And to that I say, we will rise, and we will rise together stronger than we were before, because we have each other, and we have the future, and hope is in our favor.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Sarah. Always a pleasure to come here.
That was Chico State President Gail Hutchinson speaking with NSPR's Sarah Bohannon about the current state of recovery from the campfire at the university. You can hear more of the interview online at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Andrew Baumgartner.